If you ache for truth, goodness, and beauty, if you're hungry for a Christianity with substance and strength, if you long for a faith that's big and bold and biblical and all about Jesus Christ, if you're inspired by the idea of one church that has spanned 20 centuries, 24 time zones, and two hemispheres, enfolding every race, nation, and language, then you're considering Catholicism. Well, welcome back to the Considering Catholicism podcast. My name is Greg Smith. I am your host. And this is going to be a little bit different kind of an episode today because I want to catch you up on where we've been in the podcast, where we're going next, and ask for your help to get there and to make a difference in more people's lives all around the world, helping them to better understand the Catholic faith. So, first, where have we been? Well, for the last 10 weeks, every Friday, I've posted an installment of a Bible study of the book of Genesis. Now, technically, that series wasn't about Catholicism, but it was a study that unpacked Genesis from a Catholic perspective. I hope that you enjoyed it, but even more, I hope that you found it valuable. I hope that it helped you to better grasp the narrative of not only the book of Genesis, but the big narrative of the Bible and something of how we read Scripture from a Catholic perspective. These last 10 Friday episodes were also a ramp-up for this podcast. Considering Catholicism launched 27 months ago. In the beginning, it was just one episode a week, sometimes with a bonus episode. But about a year ago, it ramped up to consistently releasing two episodes a week. The last 10 Friday Bible studies took it to three episodes a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And I got to tell you, since ramping up production, our growth has been incredible. In the last 12 months, downloads of Considering Catholicism have grown almost 400%, 382% to be precise, but from all over the world. And last week, we passed 100,000 total downloads since launching. And the trend line is still pointing upwards. At this rate, maybe we can get to 200,000 downloads by the end of 2024. And let's be real. This has all been a giant God thing. I've sat around a picnic table or the fire pit in the piney woods at the secret compound and recorded conversations with my friends or talked into a microphone in my studio and just uploaded them to the internet. I've not really done any social media. I've done zero marketing. I just upload the episodes and, well, the growth has all been organic and word of mouth. So it's pretty clear to me that it's the Holy Spirit that has somehow been connecting these episodes to people of every age and walk of life that needed to hear them. From Sweden to China and everywhere in between, based on the analytics I can see and the letters that I get. Honestly, I give all of the credit to the Lord and to the faithful supporters who have prayed for me in this ministry and made it possible through their generous financial contributions. You know, I've worked in both Christian and secular media and ministry my whole career, going on 38 years now. And over the years, I've seen some really good quality things that just never caught on. And conversely, I've seen some really dumb and even heretical things just explode in popularity and become famous and huge. And through all of that, I've learned one thing. When you're doing something good, and then God starts blessing that good thing, then just keep on doing what's working. I mean, as the old saying goes, dance with the one who brought you to the party. And it's obvious to me that God is the one who brought the Considering Catholicism podcast to the party, the success it's enjoying right now. So I'm going to keep doing what God has been blessing. Here's what that looks like for now. I'm going to keep these Friday episodes going for as long as I can. I'm going to use these Friday episodes for deep dive series. In fact, I think that's what I'm going to call them, Friday Deep Dives. Now, the Monday and Wednesday episodes will continue to be what they've always been, just exploring all sorts of different and interesting aspects of Catholic doctrine and history and culture and, of course, answering listener questions. But every Friday, I'll release another installment in a series about a specific ongoing topic, just like the Genesis Bible study over the last 10 Fridays. The new Friday Deep Dive series will begin next Friday. Now, I know what you're wondering. What's the topic? Well, hold on, and let me first tell you why I chose the topic, and then I'll reveal what it is. You know, almost every discussion between Catholics and Protestants on any point of Catholic doctrine or practice ends exactly the same way. The Catholic person explains our position, often offering scriptural, logical, and historical arguments. And then the Protestant confidently and sometimes smugly plays what they think is the winning card. "But that isn't in the Bible." What they mean by that is that this point of Catholic doctrine isn't explicitly defined in those terms using that exact language in some specific scripture verse. And in the Protestant's mind, that means they've won and slammed the door on the Catholic position and the discussion is over. I mean, I hear this all of the time from Protestants on every aspect of Catholic doctrine. I get emails and comments that lay out the Protestant position using this Bible verse and that Bible verse and then saying, "So show me the verse that, I don't know, commands us to pray the rosary, or show me the verse that commands us to call pastors priests, or show me the verse that says the priest should swing around a brass thing full of incense during the worship service. That's not in the Bible." And in their mind, they've just won the point and shut down the Catholic. But when I hear that, I think two things. First, I think, you know, I reject your whole premise that the Christian faith is confined or limited or consists of literal and explicit proof texting from one-off Bible verses without any broader context. And because I reject your premise, I don't really buy that you've won the argument if I can't give you the proof text that you want. And the second thing I think when I hear that from the Protestant is, you know, I'm happy to show you how the Bible does in fact support the Catholic position. And in fact, that the Catholic position is more faithful to Scripture, a better interpretation of it, even if there isn't a specific verse somewhere in 2 Corinthians where Paul says, "I command you to call your pastor a priest," or "the priest should wave around a brass thing making clouds of incense on certain Sundays." Again, I don't think that's how Scripture works. I don't think that's how God intended it to work, what the biblical authors intended when they wrote their Gospels and their letters. I've said over and over again on this podcast that I converted from Protestantism to Catholicism because I gradually came to realize that Catholicism was true, that on all these differences in doctrine and practice, that the Catholic position actually got the Bible right. And for me, and I think for so many converts, the key shift was a new understanding of what the Bible was and its role in the Christian faith. I considered myself pretty well educated in the Bible. I'd studied the original languages. I had spent decades of my life teaching and preaching from it. But on my road to Rome, I came to realize that as well as I knew the contents of the Bible, I didn't really understand what the Bible was, how and why it came to be, and how God intended it to be used in the life of the individual Christian and the church. And when I began to read how the Catholic Church answered those questions, what it taught about and how it understood the Bible, then everything sort of fell into place for me. You know, you talk about paradigm shifts or tectonic shifts. All of a sudden, I saw everything from a new perspective, through a new lens. I was still, I think, knowledgeable about what was in the Bible, but now I knew how to read it and use it. and I want to share that, what I learned and what changed my perspective on Scripture, with you. So, the next Friday Deep Dive series, beginning next week, will simply be called Catholicism and the Bible. I'm thinking it's going to be about 8 or 10 weeks long, and in it we'll cover questions like, what is the Word of God? Is the Word of God the same thing as the written Bible? Why are Catholic Bibles different than Protestant Bibles? Does Catholicism accept the Bible as the sole and ultimate source of Christian truth or not? Does the Catholic Church believe that the Bible is sufficient to teach us all that we need to know to be saved? Does Catholic tradition compete with or supersede the written Scriptures? How does the Catholic Church read and use the Bible in teaching and preaching? Those are just a sample of the kinds of topics we're going to explore in this series. And I'll be making frequent references to the Catechism of the Catholic Church, so it's not just Greg's opinion, but the Church's official teaching on these matters. And I'm also going to try an experiment. I'm going to create a downloadable outline for each episode so that you can capture and study the points and sources that I reference. I'll put a link to that outline in each episode's description. Again, to be clear, the Monday and Wednesday episodes will continue to be what they've always been. But I hope that you'll join me for the next Friday deep dive, Catholicism and the Bible. Now, here's how you can help. First, please use these episodes. I hope that you'll not only learn from them, but share them, or at least share what you learn from them with others. Save or bookmark these episodes, download the outlines, so that the next time a Protestant says to you, "Catholicism isn't in the Bible," you'll be able to respond appropriately. What we've done for the last couple of years is build a library of literally hundreds of hours of teaching about Catholicism. As an aside, one of my dreams is to someday have the time and ability to better organize it so that it can be used more effectively. You can find things in it, find excerpts from it. But that takes a lot of time that I don't have right now. So that's a dream. The second way you can help is, frankly, I need your prayers and hopefully your financial support. Okay, let me be really, really honest with you. Asking for support is my absolutely least favorite part of this podcast. It's the least favorite part of my job. It's just not who I am. I don't like to ask for help, and I don't like to ask for money, and I just hate this part of the job. I'm a teacher. I'm a content creator. I like to make the episodes. I like to teach. I like to create things. I really don't like to do this part of it. But the reality is that ramping up the way that we have has taken a lot more time and resources than when we started a couple of years ago. You know, I talk to podcast experts and I attend these online Grow Your Podcast workshops and stuff, and they tell me all the stuff that I should be doing. I should have active social media feeds. I should be posting on social media every day. I should have a fun Instagram feed to engage you with pictures of me and Ed and Finnegan, my dog, frolicking at the secret compound or something. And I should be doing all of this marketing stuff. The truth is, I don't have the time for that. I've got to choose between creating episodes and marketing, and I would rather create episodes. I know that the episodes are things that are actually helping you. I get your emails, and I know that these episodes are making a difference in people's lives, and I don't want to cut back the number or the quality of the episodes to do an Instagram feed or something. The other thing is that there's a lot of pressure and talk in the podcast industry to, quote, monetize your audience. I get asked and advised about that all the time. How am I monetizing the audience as it's growing? How am I monetizing my people? And I'm not. I don't want to. It's not who I am. I didn't I didn't start this to monetize anybody. I started this as a ministry. I started this as an opportunity to share my enthusiasm about the Catholic faith, to spread the faith as far and wide as I could, to excite and educate and equip people to be able to know and defend it. And having a monetizing, marketing, social media strategy is just, you know, not who I am. You know, one of the things they say is that I should be breaking up every episode with 2 minutes of commercials every 10 minutes. I don't want to do that. I think it'd ruin the episodes. You know, in the past, I've said that I was open to mentioning a few select sponsors on the show if their brand or their product aligned with Catholicism and what we were all about, and if it wouldn't be too disruptive or cheesy. And a couple of possible businesses and organizations have reached out and talked to me, but, you know, nothing has materialized, and I'm not actively pursuing it in any way. Again, because I see this as a ministry. So many of you have written to tell me that it's become a valuable resource in your life and in the lives of the people around you. So I believe that if God is behind this, then we'll be able to do it with donations. That's the business model that I've chosen. So we're going to wait on the Lord and see if over the next couple of months during this next deep dive, if we can get to the place where we can keep more deep dives coming. So enough about all of that. Again, I hate talking about it. Look, if you're interested in supporting what we're doing here, then hit the support links in the show notes or on the website at consideringcatholicism.com. If you have questions about the podcast or support or anything like that, email me at consideringcatholicism@gmail.com. And of course, continue to use that email to send me your questions about the Catholic faith or your comments or your stories. That's the reason I do this, is to get those and hear those and engage with those. And they're so fantastic. I'm going to have 2 listener question episodes next week. You know, it's gotten to the point now where I spend an hour a day just answering listener email and I can't keep up with it all. So it's fantastic. But if you're interested, if God moves you to support us and help us to keep this going, then that would be great. Some of you already are. And for those of you already are, thank you, thank you, thank you, 10,000 times thank you. I don't expect any more. But if there's more of you out there that would get behind this, it would sure make a big difference. So anyway, I'm just excited to start next Friday with the first installment of the deep dive, Catholicism and the Bible. And that first installment will be called, What is the Word of God? I hope you'll plan on joining me, and God bless you all.